Able to hear us?
Can you hear us? Bless you. Excuse me.
No, stay away from me. I don't need that. Table talk.
Not be up live.
Are you sure about that?
Yep.
What's wrong? Now, what did he do? Did he break it again?
I don't know what he did.
Why do we always have these problems? Why didn't he have this ready first whenever we get going? Well, yeah. I told him that before we even got here.
Fix the sign behind this at an angle. Alright. We're live.
Are you
it's
sure?
Working. Yeah.
Woohoo!
Are you sure we're live?
I don't know. Am I alive?
Except that now it's driving me nuts because it's delayed in here because of being recorded, but it's working. We got some. So I'm unplugging mine. Well, I'm not going to unplug it. I'll just hang it. All right. There.
Yeah. Are you sure you got it all set?
Well, yeah, so I'm sure I got it all set, I think, this time.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah, leave it up to technical difficulties. But, you know,
yeah, leave it up to you.
If we weren't a podcast just starting out, you know, and not always learning.
What do you mean
growing,
just starting out? We've been in.
Always learning and growing.
About a year, at least.
All right, yeah. Always learning and growing. We wouldn't have technical difficulties if we weren't always
well,
learning
know,
and growing
we,
and
if
adding
if we actually had a regular
or,
studio where we wouldn't have to put everything away and we could leave things the way they were. We wouldn't have a problem.
Right. Yeah. Right. Let's see who else joined. I don't know if Mark's joined.
But that's the difficulties of being a small podcast.
Well, we're having fun. That's all that matters.
Hey, if you don't have fun,
that's the whole thing.
Doing.
You know, we want to have fun doing this. This is one of the reasons I started you on this crap. Give you an out to go to, something to occupy your brain with. And try to have fun doing it and not be so damn all right. serious all the damn time.
Well, not only that, give him something to do during the week that...
That's my point.
Today we
I
have...
Work,
so he
you
doesn't
work.
Get bored.
He's here by himself.
Yeah.
Normally.
Today we have no topic. This is what we're going to call table talk. We're just going to talk, like we said earlier before, and you didn't see this part, it was off camera. But we should have had the camera on before we started because we were sitting here having a lot of shit and giggles. I know you haven't seen a giggling shit yet, but we'll find you one so that you can see it real soon, okay?
Wait a minute, wait a minute.
I'm looking at one right now.
I saw a giggling shit and it was even dancing.
Really?
At Walmart.
Mr. Hanky.
No, it was
no,
a dancing
there was
giggling.
It's because of that new slime
no,
shit. They're putting
animal.
It in like a little poo dispenser.
Oh,
yeah. I thought about buying one and sending it to my brother since he's got the poop
fetish.
Oh,
yeah, that's kind of...
Yeah, it's shaped
Hi,
like...
Ashley.
It's shaped like a little pile of poo, and it's...
Are you paying attention to who's popping in?
No. You did. Yeah. You did. Hi, Ashley. And it's like that slime.
Well,
remember when we were kids,
in.
The slime came in like a little trash can looking thing. Now they're getting it in all kinds of containers, all kinds of little colors, and I'm thinking, oh, God. It's probably
yeah.
green and diarrhea looking.
Yeah,
like
you
man.
Didn't wear your shirt. Today,
Dwayne would probably love it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, you want
yeah,
one?
Yeah, Lisa didn't wear her shirt today.
Yeah,
she
Kayla
wore,
wants
she wore
one
it
too.
Yesterday. Yeah, Kayla told me, asked
yeah.
me where her shirt was today.
Yeah.
I told her we're going to be getting them made.
Yeah.
We got to find a way, find a place.
I was going to say, I have to look into a place in Heartland. That might be able to do them the way
we
want them done.
Lily a shirt.
Huh?
Yeah.
We need to get Lily a shirt too.
Oh yeah, that'd be cute.
Yeah, a little tiny one. A little tiny paranormal hunter, huh?
All right, we got three on here. It's me, Ashley, and I don't know who else.
Yeah, that would be something else, you know, to get a whole bunch of people starting to wear
hey.
Our shirts.
Who else is watching? Do you even have a way of knowing?
I can see. The first one that joined was Lee Hample, then you, then Ashley.
Oh, okay. Now it's down to two again.
So if somebody's having issues.
Yeah, it'd be...
Anybody.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, you would.
I'll tell you what, Ashley.
Screwing around.
If we find a place that makes them cheaper than made these four. Lisa's not wearing hers, but we've got four of them. If we find a place, because we're looking for a place, because we like the way these turned out, but we got a different idea, just a slight
I want it. I want a place that can actually
blend the color.
Blend the color down.
Like our original logo.
Like we did on our...
Right,
on
I
our,
get it.
Like you did on our thing.
Like the original logo. Yeah.
So that's what I want.
We're going to go with that, and we're hoping that they'll be cheaper, and if we do, we'll make sure we get you one.
But I want this emblem with Sane Asylum. I want that on the back and big. And then you can put the website like where it's at, you know, up around it or whatever, but have the small...
Yeah, and still have the
blended
small
color,
one here, too.
With the blended color, and it say Insane Asylum on it.
Yeah, this could be a little bit bigger on the front.
It could be slightly, I like the size of it here because it's about pocket size.
Yeah, right. But you got to have, I suppose right above or below the website, you need a bigger version of that whole thing there. It
but I want,
nicer
the, I want
on
this
the back and stand
bigger,
out more.
Blended
right.
In the back with the with
that
the
would,
Insane
yeah,
Asylum.
Because you still have to have the website there so they know where to find us, even though we can be found on iTunes and all of those places. I lost my list here, you know, just to throw a little punch out there,
you know you got a typo
iTunes
on this, by the way.
Yeah, see, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Radio.com, Deezer, Spotify, and TuneIn,
we didn't
Radio
do the intro,
Public, Stitcher, and CastBox.
When I did the intro, we didn't
yeah, I know, we lost sound, so you can do the intro now if you want.
So, it's like, Utterly Insane Productions presents The Insane Asylum with Mark and Joe.
Wait a minute.
Unfortunately, Mark's not, or Joe's sitting over here, so it's...
Yeah, this is Tanya. So I suppose I could say The Insane Asylum with Mark and Tanya.
There you go.
Where they talk about UFOs.
Well, today it's different now. Today you're talking table talk.
So you never know
what will be said next.
Wow. Dude, there's all kinds of fucked up
shit
on here.
Well, then you fucking write it.
You know, like here, we're they, and that should be where we.
Look, I never said I was a fucking English major.
And you never know what will be said next. It should be, you never know what they will
and,
say.
And this comes from somebody that has a lot of spelling errors in his own right.
I never said I was good at spelling or English.
But yet he's criticizing mine.
English?
Too.
English?
English.
It's English.
How do you spell that?
Inga is Inga. Inga. Lesh is L-E-S.
Point proven. E-N-G-L-I-S-H.
Well, hang on now. That's my word.
Inga
Lesh. Inga Lesh.
That word don't exist.
Okay. That's my word. I didn't say English.
So with your own... Oh, that's right. He's a different species, right? So
I didn't say English.
He's got his own language.
He said Inga Lesh.
I said Inga Lesh.
Got his own language.
It's I-N-G-A, Inga.
No, it's kind of
Lesh,
like
L-E-S-H.
You got to learn to speak Mark.
It's kind of like Lesh. Pig Latin.
Yeah, speaking Mark.
That's why you two. That is why you two get along so well, because you each have your own language. Oh my.
We have our own language.
Yes.
Blends.
Yeah. And you don't even have to speak. You can read each other's minds.
Well, that's part of my species.
Are you sure you're doing
the paranormal, not the abnormal? Could be a little bit of both.
Yeah. He's abnormal. I'm immortal.
Are you sure?
Learn the difference.
Are you sure I'm abnormal or abby-normal?
Who knows? You got a crush on Abby now? Is that what it is?
Abby-normal.
What is Abby normal?
The person's brain that young Dr. Frankenstein put in the Frankenstein monster.
That's Abby Normal?
Abby Normal.
Okay.
Did you not watch that movie?
What movie?
Probably not.
Frankenstein?
Young Frankenstein.
Nope.
Gene Wilder. No Gibson
Igor.
Movie.
Not Igor. Igor.
No.
Igor, yeah.
Igor and, picked and, up
yeah,
the brain
that.
And it said Abby Normal on it.
Is that what it said? I haven't seen that movie in fucking forever.
It's the comedy movie.
You know what? When I heard Abby Normal, you want to know what I thought of? NCIS Abby.
Well, that's what I thought at first, too. And then when he said Young Frankenstein,
because
it's Igor,
you know,
not Igor.
Yeah.
Igor, not Igor. Well, yeah. Igor, I-G-O-R, not E-G-O-R.
This way.
W-O-K?
Punch back. Walk this way, son.
You look just like that Igor. You look just like that Igor.
No, not quite.
Just need to put that little hump in your back there just right. Oh, and remember, it moves from the left to the right once in a while, too.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't always stay in one spot, you know.
Okay.
If he keeps falling on ice, he's going to be.
Falling on ice? How
have you fallen on ice any time recently?
Yeah, I actually have.
Yeah, twice.
Since the last time?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, at the gas station.
That
explains
fuel,
a lot.
I was putting fuel in the truck.
That explains a lot.
I went to get
it
back
really
in
does.
The truck. My foot slipped out from under me.
And went up his ass.
And then both feet slipped out, and I'm grabbing like this inside the truck trying to grab stuff.
I wish I was there with a camera.
I broke this nail, I broke this nail, and I broke this nail.
Did you cry like a little bitch?
No.
Because you broke a nail?
No, I didn't cry like a little bitch. I got up and fucking cussed like a sailor.
How does a sailor cuss?
A lot of
very colorful words.
In other words, if he'd be singing, he'd be going bleep, bleep,
bleep,
yep.
What the hell is that
bleep.
I hear?
I don't want that bleep.
That's because you're
that,
hearing...
I didn't unplug the one headset.
He didn't unplug his headset.
Oh, I'm hearing it through his headset, too.
Yes.
Well, not anymore. I unplugged it.
So we're hearing 4 or 5 times going
yeah.
through.
Yeah.
It's not like the echo in your head or the voices in your head that talk to you. Oh, wait, that's me that's got the voices in their head, don't they?
Well, I do have the voices. I have voices, too.
Yeah. They tell me things too. They come up with some pretty good shit too. Mm-hmm. Too bad most of it's illegal.
Oh, your brother's got some fucking just off the wall posting.
Which
shit.
One? You know, I got two brothers now. I talked to the other one, but I know you're talking about Dwayne.
Oh, considering the
Alan's postings are more about them losing their visa and
well,
their passports
Dwayne posted,
getting stolen
Dwayne posted
and all
recently,
that shit.
He posted a picture of something about kids watching horror movies, and it's a picture of a Barbie doll with a fucking nail sticking through it and blood coming out of its mouth.
Oh, that's pretty pathetic. That's where my kids got all their sadistic thoughts from.
Nice.
It was their uncle. I mean, he's one sadistic
from him or scary movies?
Both.
That you let him watch?
Both. Well, shit, my kids weren't afraid to watch scary movies. You know. My wife is, though. She won't watch them even with me.
Some of them are good. Some of them are crap. You know?
Well, yeah. But, you know, let's not get into that.
There's
topic.
A few of them. There's a few of them that go way too far.
No, not just way too far. But then they, you know, they take their sequels too far, and then Hollywood decides to remake them and not keep them to the originals, or they decide to change them way
well,
too much.
I'm not saying too far as in going.
Yeah, you're
too
going
many sequels. Too, I mean, going too far as in like Human Centipede.
Or yeah, stuff that's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's
stuff that's like.
You know, if I want to watch
can
a
you
horror
truly,
movie.
Can you truly comprehend something?
Yeah,
like that?
I said, if I want to watch if I'm gonna watch a horror movie, I want to be able to, I want it to be at least believable. You know.
Never know. Human Centipede might be something.
But
that
then
happened.
Again, I mean, do you really believe that somebody like Jason can't be killed, or Michael Myers
well,
can't be killed?
Think of
I mean,
it this
look
way.
How many times they've resurrected the son of a bitches.
Or Freddy. You can kind of think of it in this way, though. The ideas that are put forward in these sci-fi scary movies, isn't it kind of strange that they've actually come about? that people think these things? Doesn't that kind of disturb you a little bit?
I'm already disturbed.
To believe that that people out there actually think this stuff up? Like the Saw movie.
You'd be surprised the kind of shit I used to come up with when I was a kid, though, or as an adult. And if I was a genius enough, I might have came up with one of these fucking movies.
Look at Saw movies.
You know, some of it's based on... Okay. Some of it's got to be based on something happened, or some event that happened, and they just stretched the truth about it.
Here's the thing on the first one. He's got an ankle cuff that's cuffed to the fucking wall, and all he can get his hands on is a hacksaw.
And he's got
a certain amount of time that either he cuts his foot off or he dies. That's it. What's more important to you, your foot or your life?
What would you do if you were put in that situation? Would you sit there and die and wither away of starvation and dehydration, which is long and painful? Or cut your leg off and have a chance of fucking escaping and living. Yeah. You know,
here's another one from one of the Saw movies.
I mean,
they take a fucking trap, okay, one of those spring-loaded traps,
like a bear trap,
and it's open.
Yeah,
and it's put around the neck of the person. So the jaws are resting on the shoulder. Now, it's locked in place. You can unlock it if you kill the person next to you to get the key. That's the only way you're going to get free.
Yes,
but you have a certain amount of time to make that decision. Otherwise, the spring goes off and it claps around your head, squishing your head.
Now that's the type of those sadistic,
and killing you.
That sounds like some of those sadistic fuckers that go out and kidnap those people and lock them up in the fucking basements and shit like that.
Yeah, that's the kind of shit that's in those Saw movies.
And then they sit there and torture them. Well, that's pretty sadistic. Well,
now
I've never
in a way
the
that can be now in a way this can all be tied into our unexplained paranormal shit because there are people out there that have these kind of ideas.
Yeah, but they played them out.
And there are people out here.
Worse, because it just gives them more people.
But that's the problem. When they put them in the movies like that, and they show them in these horror type movies, that just puts more of those ideas in those people's heads.
Exactly.
It's kind of like in Silence of the Lamb.
Yeah.
Billy. No. He kidnaps the women, puts them in the pit,
and he cuts their skin off.
He makes them put lotion on their skin until it's nice and soft, and then he kills them and uses their skin and wears it.
Now that whole idea,
that's kind of like a game thing.
That whole idea from that story was taken from our Plainsville murderer up there.
I know it was, but that's my point.
Right.
Okay.
But also, Psycho was based on him. Leatherface was based on him.
But the thing is, that's what I'm trying to get at. Okay, it's still
some of those are based on reality.
It still kind of fits in our profile.
Because there are
so many sick people out there. Okay, look at Ted Bundy, for instance.
Somebody got something to say.
You can finish your thought.
Well, no, look at Ted Bundy, for instance. Okay, Ted Bundy. He was a serial killer, but the problem is the thing that was his issue is he could not get off on a woman, a live woman. He had to kidnap and kill them before he raped them.
Yeah.
That is another sick, unexplained part of the human psyche.
Well, right. I'm just saying.
Does it make you wonder where these people started this bullshit in their head?
Voices. They're probably psychotic.
Look at Jeff Dahmer. You remember when they...
Yeah.
Psychotic
or
paranoid schizophrenics.
His dad was crying
because he
couldn't understand why his son turned out the way he did.
They don't get help. They don't get caught. They start doing it. They say, okay, let me try this. They see it on TV and say it, and they don't get caught because they get away with it.
And you want to know where it all starts? You know? It starts in the youth and abusing of animals. Some of it does.
Yeah.
That's but what it is.
Sometimes doesn't it also have to be some like traumatic experience?
No,
sometimes.
Not necessarily. No. It doesn't necessarily have to be a traumatic experience that triggers any of this. This shit is, this is something that's a lot of them are born with, and it's not analyzable at the time. They don't understand what causes all this.
Well, you don't see the signs of it because they're so good at masking it.
Well, that's the problem.
That's just it.
They learn when they're younger with the mutilation and abuse of animals. That's where a lot of it starts.
Right.
They actually find pleasure in abusing and mutilating animals.
Yeah. Well, some of it doesn't always start with animals.
No, it doesn't. No, I agree. It doesn't.
You know, some of them started by killing their own mother because they abused them or, you know.
Well, that's what I mean.
There was a serial killer.
Traumatic events that start in their youth, like abuse.
There was a serial killer that traced back to his first kill was his mother.
Because she abused
and
him.
And they found her buried in their backyard.
That's, you know, that's
and
fine.
But they always thought because she was.
But here's
but
the thing.
They always thought, wait, hold on.
Was she abusing him?
That's what I was getting to. The reason he didn't get caught was because they always thought, and this could have been an NCIS thing, but a lot of that NCIS stuff is taken from reality, real cases, okay? But he always thought the law enforcement of that area always thought that she just up and disappeared because she was a prostitute, a drug fiend, a coke addict or whatever, and so on and so forth, and they think that she just up and disappeared, so...
But also look at
they didn't even
too.
Think
during
to look into
pregnancy.
Any foul play, and that's 9 times out of 10 that, and this is from a law enforcement point of perspective, this is how these serial killers get away with this for so long, is the first kill is usually somebody that they chalk up as just gone missing because they're not, you know, like their next victims, you know, because their next victims are somebody that usually reminds them of the first kill, because that first kill was because this person was tormenting me as a child and now I'm old enough and I'm going to get revenge. You know, now it's like every time I see somebody that reminds me of her, I'm going to go and do it again. And that's how it goes from there. So now that could be like a prominent person or a student, and they report her missing. See, nobody reports these people missing that are abusing these kids and turning them into serial killers, because they're usually prostitutes, whores, or they've got their own issues and their own luggage and stuff like this. So nobody thinks to turn them in missing.
Let her
Isn't that also like what serial rapists, because they had somebody rape them when they were younger?
Not always. That'll escalate from probably, you know, some psychologists will tell you that escalates from them just watching porn or
some yes, some no.
Or just wanting to know what it's like and getting rejected all the time, or they just got rejected too much and then they go out on a killing spree.
For an example with him saying
they couldn't handle the rejection.
There are people out there, there are guys out there that call themselves incels. It's called involuntary celibates.
Okay.
In other words, they feel that no matter what, they're always going to get rejected by the woman because, you know, they're a mama's boy living in her basement and 400 pounds.
Okay.
Shit like that.
Or they got just poor self-esteem.
Or they just have an extremely low self-esteem and they don't feel like they're anybody in anybody's league.
We have a comment from
So they're going to wind up going out and they're going to wind up, you know, forcing themselves on a woman and stuff.
Many of you went to school with somebody who killed their whole family?
Not me.
I did.
She did.
It wasn't until we were out of school. Killed his brother and his dad. They found their bodies up north when they went hunting. His mother was found dead in the backyard in their house. When he went the prison, he tried changing his name so nobody would know who he was.
But see, you can't
pretty much knew who he was. Anyway.
But see, you couldn't predict that shit when you knew him, did you?
No.
See, it's like
what kind of person was he?
Went to school, huh?
What kind of person was he?
He was very quiet. He never said anything bad to anybody in school. He was very smart. Very intelligent.
Well, see,
those are the ones you gotta worry about is because they're so quiet.
But see, that's the problem. There again, is the problem. Because you're coming out directly, boom, like right now. Them quiet, smart ones, you gotta watch out for them.
Well, actually, I can't say that.
They're the ones that don't shit sometimes.
I was quiet.
Not always.
See, the thing is, I was kind of the quiet, smart one, too. Are you guys afraid of me?
Yeah.
You think I'm gonna fucking snap?
Yeah, I'm always afraid of you, because I think you're gonna snap.
Andy's
psycho.
Andy's mother was known to be a nut.
No, I'm just kidding.
Remember the mother who played on Carrie? Margaret White? Nuts? Religious nuts. His mother was like that.
Let's see.
So who knows what is? He lived in a house that looked like a purple pyramid.
But that's my point, though.
You know, you can't always judge a person. Yeah. Well, you can't, because I was just going to say,
she triggered a memory here when she asked that question. She triggered a memory here. You remember the story about when I got into that car accident in McFarland, my car flipped, and I told you about that?
Kind of, yeah.
All right, there was one of the passengers in that car. All right, his name was James Christ. Okay, literally, that was his last name,
James
Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, nice guy. I mean, he'd sit there, and he's, like, real respectful, like, when he met my mother and stuff like this, real nice, respectful. He was, like, when the woman that passed away, he was, like, her boyfriend at the time. And, later, after all of this, okay, it was like 5-6 years after the car accident and stuff, I'm sitting around watching the fucking news, and they're arresting him for killing the bartender owner of Pitcher's Pub, you know, and arresting him for it. Well, and it's
that's something that can happen.
And I remember when this whole story started, they had helicopters, news helicopters, FBI or whatever the hell it was, they were flying around helicopters looking, searching the area. Oh yeah, that's crazy.
But yeah, that's the whole thing, you know, it's just...
He was in my class, he rode on my bus for many years. He sat with his brother, because he always felt sorry for his brother.
I just think the whole time he was sitting next to you, he could have been planning this all out.
Yeah, could have been.
Well, I'm just saying.
So, do you guys know how many actual movies are made, horror movies are made from real life events?
Quite a few.
There's a few of them.
I'd say, I'm going to guess. I'm going to guess.
One of them.
Oh, I would have been low. I was going to say about 25, 30.
There is one. I don't know if you consider it a drama or a horror movie or what, but it's called The Girl Next Door. And it's based on a true story.
Well, what movies are on that list?
This one girl, these two girls, their parents passed away, and the state put them in the custody of their aunt. Their aunt had boys. She had three boys. And the oldest girl, they constantly abused her.
No, it's like a Cinderella type story.
And I mean abused her. They locked her up in the basement. They tied her up. Stripped her naked, left her to, and had other stupid shit. And the aunt always called her a whore.
Yeah,
she always talked about her as being a whore.
Well, that's the other thing.
And they let neighbor kids come in and rape her and stuff like that. It was really fucked up. It's a fucked up movie.
That kind of stuff. When you get that kind of traumatic,
it's based on a true story.
When you get that kind of traumatic abuse done to you, even if it's emotional abuse, and say let's say the rape didn't happen, but somebody sitting there constantly calling you a whore, or saying you're going to be just like your mother, for example, or something like that, that's going to ruin a kid.
Okay, I'm not going to. It does ruin a child.
I mean, but then you know, it's just wrong. You know, I mean. Just because they turn out that way, it's because they turned out that way is because they kept getting told that that's the way they were going to get turned out. You keep telling somebody that you're going to be just like somebody, it's going to happen. Yeah. You know?
It's based on a
very
story.
Rare.
Well, it's
There are very rare circumstances where somebody that gets told shit like this their entire life will turn out the total opposite. Okay? Or disprove you. For example, me. You know, most of my life, I got told I was going to be nothing like, I was going to be just like my alcoholic father. Do I drink?
No.
Am I an alcoholic?
Nope.
Yeah. No, you're a stoner.
But see, there's a big difference there.
I know.
I'm not going to destroy my life with alcohol. I'm not going to kill somebody by driving drunk on the fucking streets all the time.
No.
I'm not gonna lose my cool and blow my temper up and hit somebody and regret it later.
No, how the fuck can you lose your temper if you're a stoner?
But I'm just, I'm trying to prove a point here.
I've never seen a
pissed
off stoner.
They were sitting there all my life. You're gonna be just like your father. You look just like your father. You're gonna be just like your alcoholic father. You know?
No, you're not. I don't believe in saying that. To
me. I may look like my dad, but I'm nothing like him. I have the morals in me, and I live by those rules that he tried to tell me that he lived by, and he broke probably just about every one on several occasions.
But the whole thing is with that is
big fucking difference.
There. I try not to be judgmental of people.
I don't like stereotyping people
because
I would rather
get to know the person. And then judge them after.
I'm a pretty good judge of character. I can get to know you within the first 5 or 10 minutes or so. And I give you 5 or 10 minutes. And I'll get a feeling or a vibe of whether I want to continue this conversation or just walk away.
Yeah.
You know, and just say, okay, nice meeting you.
It's kind of like
I don't want to talk to you again.
Position
in
the bulk route at work.
Right.
If you met him within 5 minutes, you would fucking want to walk away from him, either that, throw him under a truck.
That's like her ex. You know, I mean, I've met some ex-boyfriends and ex-husbands of women I've dated, and I've gotten along with them like we were best friends, okay? But this man, I didn't even have to meet, and within the first 2 minutes of him talking, I wanted to slap him, but, shit splatters, and I didn't want to get anybody dirty around me, that day. We were in a kind of a nice little hotel kind of auditorium type thing for her daughter's Barbizon debut. So, that was a long time ago.
Oh, he heard enough from my kids about this man.
But I mean, you get to know somebody's character too, and then you see them walking towards you, and just the way they're walking, and just the way they're kind of, you can kind of get a feeling and a vibe that you're not going to like the son of a bitch when he comes up there.
I know the person you're talking about, and I didn't need to even talk to him.
Right, that's what I'm basically saying. You can tell by the way he's
walking. Well, we actually had somebody in the room that went to school with him.
Right, that
wasn't really even the way he walked. It's just the whole thing is just his demeanor by what I observed within 30 seconds told me exactly what I needed to know.
Yeah, he is nothing like his family.
So he's basically 180.
He is the black sheep of the family.
Yeah, but sometimes there's nothing wrong with being the black sheep of the family, because I'm kind of like the black sheep of the Carvello family. I mean, half those people don't want to talk to me.
He does not have the ethics that his family had.
But I'm the nicest. I'm the nicest asshole you'll ever want to meet.
He's
the second.
No, I'm the nicest asshole you'll ever want to meet.
Maybe the second.
My daughter wants to get me a shirt that says that. Well, my stepdaughter wants to get me a shirt that says that. But still,
you
that's
may be
something.
The second nicest asshole you'll ever
meet.
No,
you're the second
I'm
nicest.
The first
no,
nicest, first
I'm the first
nicest
asshole,
asshole
you'll ever meet. I'm older than you, so shut the
doesn't
fuck up.
Doesn't matter.
Respect your elders.
Boy.
So you were an asshole before me because
that's
you developed
right.
first
I'm an
ex- the fetus.
I'm
there.
More an experienced
you're,
asshole
you're,
than you.
You're,
right.
You developed first in the womb then, right?
That's right.
Is that what you're saying?
That's right.
It's like I said earlier,
I've been working at it a lot
fetus,
longer than you.
Did you
at
know
least
the,
years,
that
two
the,
years
the fetus,
or
the asshole, develops first?
That's right. Why do you think I'm this way?
So I wonder how many of these movies you guys have actually
Twisted.
Seen.
We're assholes.
All right, here we go. She's going to read off some movies, and we tell her if we've seen them or not.
Okay.
The Afflicted.
Nope.
The Afflicted.
Now, these are the horror movies
I may
that
have
are,
seen that
These
one.
Are the horror,
horror
movies that are based
real
on real life.
Yes.
I may have seen that one.
Okay.
If you had a description, I'd be able to tell.
Never mind. Don't go into descriptions. Just keep going with titles.
Albino Farm.
Nope.
That one I don't have.
An American Haunting.
I've seen that.
I've seen that.
The Amityville
Horror.
Yes. That's both of
that.
Them.
But that actually turned out to be false.
Yeah, hoax. That turned out,
well,
turned out
to be a hoax. There's a 1979 one.
Yeah, the 1979 is the original one.
The whole thing turned out to be a hoax.
Okay. I mean, it was a true story. It was a true story. The couple really did exist in New York. They really did buy a house.
The house existed, everything else.
The house existed,
but
the whole thing...
The thing that didn't exist was the fact that the paranormal activities that they claimed to have been experiencing did not happen.
Right. They just wanted the publicity. It was all for publicity.
The Incendious Woods.
Oh.
The what?
Incendious Woods.
Insidious Woods.
Yeah.
Not that one.
Okay, keep going.
I haven't seen the Insidious
Angst.
Ones.
Angst?
Angst, no.
Angst.
No, never heard of that one.
The Asino en Agora Dra Noi.
Never heard of that one.
That would
one
be
either.
A Mexican movie.
Must be.
Baby Blues.
Never heard that one.
That's something about the eyes, by the way.
Oh, ain't that obvious? Anybody with common sense would know that, moron.
And I'm not certain. I don't think I've seen that one.
Am I pissing you off of us yet?
Bordella?
Bordello?
Bordella?
Bordella? I think I might have seen that one.
I don't think so.
That's a Mexican one, by the way.
Bloody Wednesday?
No.
Bloody Wednesday.
I've heard of Bloody Valentine, but not Bloody Wednesday.
I'm not certain if I've seen that one or not.
I don't know.
Bodum.
Huh?
Bodum.
No. Boy, these are some fucked up films.
Brotherhood of the Wolf.
Yep. Seen it.
Did you really?
Yep. Seen it.
I'm surprised I'd never heard of that one. Okay.
Cold Fish.
Nope.
Cold Fish?
Cold Fish.
Seen that one.
The Conjuring.
Seen that one.
The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It, and The Conjuring 2.
I haven't seen
either one of those two, but I've seen The Conjuring. I actually have The Conjuring on digital.
Okay, next.
Deranged.
Deranged?
That's him. I see that every
Deranged.
Time he comes over.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Evilenko.
No, that sounds Spanish.
Sounds like a
What's
foreign film.
Here?
Nothing.
Oh.
The Exorcism of Emily Rose.
Yep,
seen
it.
That's an old movie.
That's not really classic. That old. It's in the 70s, I think.
But still, it's a classic.
Hashtag Horror.
No,
that's
horror.
More of a newer one. I haven't seen them.
The Haunted. 1991 film.
Yep.
Might have seen that.
Sure, that one, I believe, has Lily Taylor in it and Owen. The funky-nosed Owen... guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
The funky nose.
Yeah.
I think a funky dude's thing is like,
yeah.
You know.
And
Liam Neeson's in that.
He's the
main. The Haunting is.
He's a good
that's
actor.
The one in here.
All right,
Wilson,
anyway.
Bring it up.
It's not The Haunting. It's The Haunted.
Oh, The Haunted. Okay.
Wrong film.
Okay.
The Haunting in Connecticut.
Yeah, I've seen
obviously.
That one.
The Haunting in Connecticut 2, Ghosts of Georgia.
No. Don't think I've seen that one.
The Haunting of Sharon Tate.
I haven't seen that one.
And I'm shocked I haven't seen that one because I'm such a Charles Manson fan since people say that I look like him.
Hoboken Hollow.
No.
Nope.
House on the Hill.
Yep. Yep. Seen that one.
In the Light of the Moon.
No.
I think I've seen that one too.
Kemper, the Cold Ed Killer.
You know, they haven't named any of the ones that I would have suspected. So
no,
far.
Me either.
Land of Canaan?
No.
The Legend of Lucy Keys?
That one sounds familiar.
Yeah, we might have seen this news story on something like that.
Lords of Chaos?
I don't believe I've heard of that
one. I
think
I've seen that one.
Manson Family!
I've heard Lords of Flatbush, but...
The Manson Family!
The Manson family.
Well,
see some of those.
Manson family
some of all right. Some of those. Some of those Manson family movies. They stretch them so far that some of them don't even claim to be based on the truth, but they're
not.
They exaggerate them too much.
Yeah.
So, I probably didn't watch them.
Over-exaggerate.
Like that new movie. That newest one out there, something about Hollywood or whatever. It's
Once Upon a Time in
Hollywood.
Hollywood
was supposed to, I mean, it was advertised and you thought it was going to be a lot about the Sharon Tate and Manson stuff.
Because
but apparently, from what I've heard, it's not.
That was Tom that said that.
Right.
Tom and Molly, they said that Sharon Tate in the end of that one's still alive.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was all an exaggeration of something. It was like a fantasy.
It's a movie based on what would happen if it was in a different dimension, and they didn't kill him, this dimension is different from this dimension.
Right.
Anyway, go ahead.
Maya, 2015 Pakistani film.
Nope, that's why.
No.
My Friend Dahmer.
That was probably based on Jeffrey Dahmer.
That would have been based on Dahmer, yeah.
Prey.
I've never seen it. It sounds familiar. Prey sounds familiar.
Sounds very familiar, but I don't believe I've seen that one.
The Right. And Right is spelled RITE.
Yeah, I would figure that much.
Well, you never know.
I don't know if I've seen that one.
I know movies pretty well. I mean,
Roma Santa.
That sounds like a foreign
Roma film. Santa. That would be something like
that. That sounds foreign.
It is a foreign.
The Root is Calculated.
So far, I haven't heard one title that, out of all those horror movies I've watched, that I believe that were based on some form of truth or some form of serial killer are listed.
And we're in the S's now?
The Sacrament.
I'm seriously wondering the validity,
the validity of this list.
Wikipedia fucking bites because
the Serpent and the Rainbow.
Seen that?
I mean,
that's actually pretty good.
You're in the S's. If this is going alpha,
what is it about?
Wait a minute.
Serpent and the Rainbow has to deal with a detective who is looking into a murder that is considered to be tied in with witchcraft or voodooism, and he gets during the movie and everything, he kind of gets turned into a zombie.
But if this is getting going
alphabetically,
what happened to Psycho?
With snakes and stuff. It's really fucked up. Okay. It's really, really fucked up.
You know what happened to the movie Psycho? That was supposedly based on a character based on a true.
The stepfather.
That was a fucked up movie.
Yeah, that was a fucked up movie.
There is a secret in my soup.
Yeah? At least there's not a hair in your soup or a pubic hair in your soup.
There's a secret in my soup. It's called an eyeball.
Is it? It's called an eyeball?
It's an eyeball.
Well, at least it's not
soup.
A testicle.
Excuse me.
It'd be a real bitch if it was a testicle.
Waiter. My soup is staring back at me.
Well, at least it's not sticking
Excuse
its tongue
me,
out at you.
I don't believe I can eat this. I don't like soup that looks at me when I'm trying to eat it.
The Untold.
Yeah, well, they're still trying to figure that
the
one
untold.
Out.
The Untold.
The Untold.
Yeah, nobody's told that story yet, Sue. So all right.
The Watcher. When the Lights Went Out.
Wait a minute.
Hold up. Again. We went from S to W? What the fuck?
No.
What happened?
You had a T in there.
What happened to the Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
You had a T that was in there and a U.
Leatherface was... This list is fucked up.
You know, a T. There's a secret in my soup.
Okay.
It was staring back at me.
The next one is Winchester.
Winchester. That I believe I have seen. I think it was about the Winchester Mystery House.
But still. This
Wolf Creek and Wolf Creek 2.
I've seen Wolf Creek, and that's an Australian movie.
And Wolves at the Door.
Yeah. Well, see, there's a lot of stuff that they left out that basically.
Here we go. What's this one?
You know,
I had a hell of a combination today. I took my water pill, and then I had like 4 or 5 cups of coffee.
Oh, so you're like zooming, right?
I gotta piss again.
Oh, it sucks to be you.
We had like 2 cups of coffee while we were waiting.
When we were waiting for the kids,
I tell you what, people. we're going to take a break. We'll come back again and go live again. So we'll take a break.
We're going to break in between here because I got to go piss
again. Be sure
again.
To visit us at www.utterlyinsaneproductions.com for all the links. And don't
all you got to do is turn around.
And don't forget that we're on, you can find our podcast in audio format on iTunes.
Look, just look, okay? Just pay attention. I want you to go to this website.
And all the other popular podcast places.
That website. You got to go to that website.
Well, it's also kind of like scrolling down in front of Tanya's computer, too.
Right there.
Yeah, right there.
It's
right there.
It's right here.
Yeah, your hand's under it, but your finger's above it. You gotta learn how to point to something that's not really there, but is there.
Right here is the website.
Right here. It's right here.
All right, we need a break because we don't want Mark pissing his pants when he gets to laughing too hard. So we'll be back in a few.
All right, we're going to take a break and we'll be back to see you guys in a little while.